Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we are going, before we start introducing people here and there, I'm going to let you hear some fine young ladies singing to us in studio. Coastline Chorus, Show Chorus, your time is now.
No more sighing, no more crying. I'm going home tonight. Pack up all my care and woe. Somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is he.
Bye,
blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. Oh, what are luck stories they all have. Light the light, I'll arrive late tonight, blackbird. Bye-bye. I'm going back to see my sweetie, now's the day. Here's what I told them as I went away. Pack up my gear and woe, here I go. Let's go. Bye-bye, blackbird. Where someone waits for me, sugar sweet, like me. Bye-bye, blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. What are luck stories they all hand me? Make my bed light the light. I'm coming home tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye. There'll be no more sighing, no more crying. Blackbird, I'm going tonight. Gonna see my baby's farewell so long. Bye-bye.
Outstanding. Some of the members of the Coastline Show Chorus in studio with us, ladies and gentlemen. If you know who we're talking about, they are some of the ladies that were a part of the Memorial Day festivities over at Capron Park last Monday. And they've been doing out now for a while. Let's see, who else would like to be as they? Mary Ellen is here with us.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Mary Ellen. Thank you for coming down.
It's our pleasure.
This time of the morning sounds so great. Really, oh my God. Tell us a little bit of background on Coastline.
Coastline Show Chorus is been around for about 20 years. We are currently the regional champions of North Atlantic Region 1, which includes most of the New England states and Quebec. Mm-hmm. And this is our 8th consecutive first place finish. Mm-hmm. I've been a member of Coastline since I moved to the area in 2014. We also have with us today our director, Gail Jensik, who has been a member of Coastline almost from the very start. So, Gail, give us some history.
And I recognize Gail from being at Capron Park and other festivities, including on television last week especially. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Tell us a little bit about your background and some of the ladies as well.
Sure. Well, for most of us, we've learned a lot about our musical education pardon me, as part of our organization, which mm-hmm. is called Sweet Adelines International. I've been a member of that organization, which is the largest singing organization in the world. It's all women. I've been a member of that organization for 40 years. Mm-hmm. Started when I was in my early 20s. And I joined the Coastline Show Chorus when it was called Mount Hope Bay Chorus. I was the original chorus, because the chorus was founded in Warren near the Mount Hope Bay area. And the founding director left after a short time, and I took over in 1996, and I've been directing ever since. We moved ourselves physically to East Providence mm-hmm. and then changed the name, because Mount Hope Bay Chorus didn't fall off the tongue very easily.
Right, yeah.
And we changed the name to the Coastline Show Chorus, which was more representative of who we are. We come from, as Mary Ellen said, we come from all over southern New England as chorus members. We have a chorus member that comes from Plattsburgh, New York. Mm-hmm. We have people from Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut. And so we really do cover the coastline of southern New England. And we've been very fortunate to have been very successful as a chorus over the years, as Mary Lynn said, having won our regional contest consecutively since 2002.
When you mentioned Sweet Adelines, which is a name synonymous, do people still, you ladies and other choruses, they still sing that old favorite Sweet Adeline, that old barbershop type of
yes,
song?
Yes, as a matter of fact, a lot of groups do sing that. It's part of our history. It's part of our roots, as mm-hmm. it were. The style of what we do has changed considerably over the years, particularly in the last, I would say, 10 years. We do a lot more of what you would think of as contemporary a cappella, mm-hmm. as well as old-styled songs. And that's a big factor in attracting and maintaining younger members so that the organization continues to prosper and grow. If we only sang those old-style songs, mm-hmm. it would be hard to attract people that were under the age of, well, me. So so our style has really expanded considerably to include a lot of much more familiar a cappella mm-hmm. style music.
As a whole, how many ladies are in the group right now?
And Coastline, currently we have about 55 or 60
wow.
members. Mm-hmm. And so Wake the Neighbors is just a small component of that. And part of the charm of what we do is that you can actually just take four people and learn a song and go off and sing without the other 55 of your best friends
right.
with you.
And Mary Ellen is also here. She's there, part of their marketing people and the PR people there as well. When you get together, now I know Wednesday nights at 7 at La Salette is at the Welcome Center. You do practice there. But that's, as you said earlier off the air, it's also open to the people who want to come in and see you guys perform as well.
We welcome visitors and guests at every rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think we actually sing better if we have a little bit of
an audience right
there with us.
Absolutely.
And you would see us at work, and mm-hmm. we would invite any woman that is a guest mm-hmm. to come and stand on the risers and sing with us for a bit. We always have books of music for people to learn from, and we welcome voices at every single rehearsal.
And some of the ladies are, I said all 55 can't be here at the same time, that's for sure, unfortunately. But when you, Gail, when you did last week over at Capron Park, just tell the folks how you got involved in doing the festivities at Capron Park
the last few years. We've been doing that for the last several years now. The former director for the Veterans Affairs for Attleboro, Carl Bradshaw, mm-hmm. had been in the Veterans Affairs office in Albany, New York, apparently. And there's a Sweet Adeline chorus in the Albany area mm-hmm. called Capital Inn that he used to utilize for events that the city put on. And when he moved to Attleboro, he called that chorus in Albany. And they said, well, there's actually a chorus not too far from where you are located. And they referred him to Coastline. And so we talked, and he brought us in to do that first event, and we've done many events for the city over the years now. Mm-hmm. Carl has moved on to, I think, Northbridge, Massachusetts.
Right, in the area where he
yep.
lives now.
And the new gentleman, Ken, has continued to use mm-hmm. us. It's a wonderful event to do. It's always very moving. It's always very well attended. And we just we've actually grown our patriotic repertoire mm-hmm. purposefully because yeah. of the city of Attleboro. And it's nice for us to do something in the community.
Yeah, and as seeing it most of every year at Capron Park, you got a good following there. I mean, you people really enjoy that harmony together. I'm sure some of the other ladies that watch you, at events, they're like, how do I get involved? How can people get in touch with you to join?
Well, there's a number of ways. They can call our chorus phone number, which is 401-437-6043.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? 6043. Thank you.
Just making sure.
Just making sure. Or contact us through our website, which is coastlineshowchorus.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be happy to talk to you about what we do, how you go about doing it. Our rehearsals, as Mary Ellen said, are always open to the public, and we welcome any guests who want to come and just check us out. No mm-hmm. obligation whatsoever. We're there pretty much every Wednesday night from 7 to 10. And if you're interested, our membership team will start you in the process of how to learn the music, what the audition is like, and just how to go about becoming a member of the Coastline Show Chorus.
Can I add something to that? That most of our members are not professional singers. I don't think of a single person that's a professional singer. So we are all women that just love to sing, that have had a personal history of singing, some of which some of our members, our newer members, haven't sung since high school. And they just have enjoyed the singing and being with a group of friends to sing. So I'd encourage any of your listeners that are out there that like to sing or think they'd like to sing or know of a woman that likes to sing, their sisters, their sister-in-laws, their nieces, spread the word. And we would just love to have some additional folks from the area come and check us out.
Yeah, I think it's always important, and it is, and it's always nice to hear something like that, the old style barbershop chorus out there. And I think the way you ladies do it is the way to do it. I mean, because you do it, you're doing it a cappella,
right.
and it just sounds so at home. I mean, it really is so beautiful. I mean,
thank
you really did a tremendous
job. What's also nice about the style that we of music that we do being a cappella is that we're very portable.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to set up, mic stands and
right.
sound equipment and instruments and all of that. All we need is a pitch pipe, and we are in four parts, and we're ready to go.
Yeah. And your website is very, very full. You have the ladies, all the
popular historian.
All the pictures are up there, and a little bit of background on the ladies as well. Some of the ladies that are in with us, if you guys want to come up to the microphone and just say who you are, where you're from, and how long you've been with Coastline.
Okay, I'll start. My name's Amanda Pitts. I'm 23 years old. I joined the chorus when I was 9, so I've been in it quite some time.
Excellent.
I'm Stephanie Goddard. I am from Massachusetts. I've been with Coastline for about 15 years, and we've been singing with Wake the Neighbors for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hi, I'm Karen Nato. I actually come from New Hampshire. Drove down today. I've also been with Coastline for almost 15 years now, and like Steph said, we are part of Wake the Neighbors, which has been singing together for 10 years, but part of Coastline for 15.
Excellent.
My name is Martha Horton. I'm also 23. I've been a Sweet Adeline for 8 years, and Coastline Show Chorus is my third Sweet Adeline chorus, and I've sung with them for about a year and a half.
Nice job.
Yeah. I am Connie Stark. I live right here in Attleboro. I've been singing with Coastline for 17 years, but I've been a member of the organization for 36, and I'm so happy that I'm with Coastline.
Yeah, and of course, Mary Ellen is with us as well.
Hi, good morning. Mary Ellen Dahlgren here. I am living currently in Plymouth. I have been a Sweet Adeline for about as many years as Gail has been, and I have sung in choruses wherever I've lived. I've sung in choruses when I lived in the UK. I've sung in choruses when I lived in Cincinnati. I've sung in choruses when I lived in the Berkshires.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a journeyman attitude towards this international organization.
When you ladies get together, let me ask you this again, Gail, especially like last week when you were doing it, you show a lot of enthusiasm with the ladies. You're very good at what you do. Everyone is. But when you get together with the ladies, especially at events like you did last week, you change a little bit of the aura, basically. It's the memorial concert. It's the memorial festivities.
Right.
If you're not there, they can do it on their own, that's for sure.
Pretty much so. I mean, I do have two assistant directors that are very competent directors and musicians in their own right, certainly, if I can't be there.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is that we could probably do that event without me.
Right.
I think the group that, we have a lot of seasoned members and people that work hard to get themselves prepared. We had a few brand new members sing with us, and it was their first performance was that event. And they were determined to get themselves ready to do that, and they did. And love the fact that they were part of that community event and that really nice dedication to our servicemen and women.
How many ladies showed up last week?
I think we had about, I'm going to say 25-ish, which is usually what the turnout we usually get for that event, because
right.
it is a holiday weekend, so for some people that's tough to do. But we usually have about 25 to 30 members that turn out for that. Mm. And we as singers look forward to doing it.
Yeah. What other songs do we have in our repertoire for this morning?
Let's see, I'd like to reintroduce Wake the Neighbors, and I think they're going to sing My Romance.
Yeah.
No,
I think we're going to do a different one.
Sorry.
Well, in honor of D-Day today, we thought that this might be appropriate.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea
soul and Lord. Haste the day when the faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll, and the trumpet shall sound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. With my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. With my soul.
Outstanding. Beautiful job. And I tell you, when you come up to those, some of those high notes, I mean, you can hear Martha, right?
Yeah.
You can hear Martha in there perfectly, and all of the ladies as well. This is something that you're looking like that this is something that more people should be involved in, as
Absolutely.
You said. I know, Mary Ellen, you had mentioned that, as you said, you get down to La Salette on Wednesday nights, but you also, your event calendar must fill up pretty quickly as well during the year.
It does indeed. In fact, we have two events coming up later this year mm-hmm. that are open to the public. We have a show planned with the Narragansett Bay Chorus and a guest that I can't yet announce. Mm-hmm. Hopefully in September.
Okay.
And we have a Christmas show scheduled at La Salette on the first Saturday in the chapel at La Salette, mm-hmm. and tickets will be available soon on that. Okay. Now, one of the other things I wanted to say is we introduced ourselves, but I don't think we said what parts we sing. We
right.
sing four-part a cappella harmony, and Stephanie was singing lead, which is the melody, mm-hmm. and then Amanda was singing bass, the low part, which mm-hmm. is the part I sing. And Martha was singing the tenor part, the part that generally ranges high above the lead. And Karen was singing the baritone, which are all the notes that are left over.
All of them, that's right.
It's the glue.
That's right. Exactly.
That's the part that actually makes it barbershop, because it's how the chords are structured. And I know I sing bass. Gail at this point sings bass.
I
and
do.
Connie that was here was on air just a second ago also is a lead singer.
Mm-hmm. Now, when the ladies get together, I know especially for last week, the Memorial Day festivities, as you said, Gail, you had the red outfits. Do you end up going into the old barbershop style down the line at other, the old red and white outfits?
No.
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 The old-fashioned stuff.
No, we don't do that. No. I mean, I'm sure there are choruses, and it used to be years ago where people would do like a period piece show mm-hmm. and perhaps do that. But that is really something that is kind of faded away with time. It doesn't appeal to the general public.
Yeah.
You know, we want to appeal to everybody, because you can see every kind of entertainment there is around the world without ever leaving your own home.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to appeal to those people who like live theater, live performing, and in a very general way, so that people like Amanda or Martha think to themselves, I want to do that, as opposed to thinking, well, I'm never doing that.
Right.
And so we work to keep it as contemporary and today as we possibly can, while honoring the style of music that we sing. But as I said earlier, we've expanded into much more contemporary a cappella music than just the old style stuff. And that old style look is long gone.
And for anyone, any of you ladies, recently another award came your way not too long ago as well.
That's right. We just won the North Atlantic Region mm-hmm. Regional Contest. That qualifies us to go to the international competition, which this time will be in St. Louis, Missouri in 2018, mm-hmm. fall of 2018. So that's our next major competitive project that we'll start preparing for after the summer is over.
And I know that that your husband is involved in this too, right,
Mike? Yes, he is. Yeah, my husband Mike is part of the Narragansett Bay Chorus, which mm-hmm. is the men's organization, and they are members of the Barbershop Harmony Society, which is the largest male singing organization in the world. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of things in conjunction with them. And Mike has been a barbershopper since he was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. So he's been doing it for a very long time. He's actually in a production of The Music Man down at Theater by the Sea over the next 6 weeks. So he's busy doing that now. But we live in a barbershop household.
Yeah, well, that's always good. Yep. That's always good to see that. Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, who's the person that takes in charge of the website?
Actually, that's in transition, and I'm taking a greater role on that. Karen has been a significant part of that in the last few days, and we have a gal who lives in Seekonk who has been doing a lot of that. So
the reason I say that is because it's a very full website. I mean, you've got everything on there. I mean, you've got the management team, the music, you've got the Hall of Famers, which is it your husband in the Hall of Famer as well?
Or yes, he is.
Yes. Yeah. I said, I'm doing some of my history back there.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah. But, you know, as you said, I think when you're listening to you ladies out there, as I said, you run the gamut of not just this, you know, the music. You do a little bit of everything. You know, what sort of range do you have of music between?
We have songs that are from as far back as the 1930s.
Right.
And songs that are as contemporary as Christina Aguilera, and everything in between. Really super contemporary music is a little harder to harmonize with because a lot of it is very reliant on percussion.
Right. Yeah.
And we don't do vocal percussion, which may be the next great thing that happens in barbershop, I don't know. But everything we do is in that whole, literally all those decades of music. And I try as the musical director, and we try as a musical leadership group to keep that, to cover all those decades so that we have something for everybody, so that we don't get stuck in one particular style of song and have our audiences feel bored and not entertained by that. We have a medley that we do that, which is actually a parody of classical music, you know, Beethoven and Bach and Mozart, and that's all put together as a medley with lyrics. And so I guess I could say we went back to the 19th century, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Do you do I'm sure you do have this music from the big band era?
We do. I don't know if we currently have anything in our repertoire that's. I'm a big band fan myself.
Me too, yeah.
Big band fan indeed. I don't know that we have anything currently from the big band era, but there are a lot of arrangements out there that honor Glenn Miller and the Dorseys.
Yeah.
And then again, that went through a phase of being very, very popular. When I joined Sweet Adelines in the 70s, everybody was singing arrangements of Glenn Miller's music, and now that seems to have kind of faded away. It's bound to make a comeback, as everything does.
Yeah.
But we currently don't have anything, I don't think, from the big band era.
Yeah, and of course, there's only one modern airs from the early days.
That's right,
the big
exactly.
band era.
Yep.
Is it easy to get song sheets?
We have to purchase the arrangement, because things have to be arranged in the barbershop style. Mm-hmm. So we have to purchase that arrangement from the arranger, and then we also have to have that music cleared by ASCAP.
Right.
So we pay for all of that. We pay the arranger, we pay the per copy fee, whatever that might be, once the arrangement is cleared. And we also pay to have learning media made. As Mary Ellen referenced earlier, we don't have any professional singers in the group, and lots of our members don't read music at all. Everyone gets provided audio learning media so that they can get the notes off the paper, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But we have to go through a pretty intense process to make sure that all that music that we do sing has been appropriately cleared and paid for. So it's not a super simple process, but there's a lot of barbershop arrangements out there for men and women and mixed voices.
There are. All right, we're going to take a quick break here so they can wet their whistle for a second or two. We're going to be back here to finish a little bit more of our music from the Coastline Show Chorus.
The City of Attleboro's Volunteer Open Space and Recreation Plan Steering Committee is asking for residents' participation in formulating the city's 2017 to 2024 Open Space and Recreation Plan by completing an electronic survey. The survey is available on the city's website, www.cityofattleboro.us, from May 19th to June 9th. The anonymous survey consists of 17 questions and takes an average of 7 minutes to complete. The survey is available in English, Spanish, and Portuguese, and can be completed by individuals or families.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Are you one of the 30 million Americans who skip breakfast every day? We don't need to remind you that skipping breakfast can have a detrimental effect on your health. The Breakfast Place, located at 187 Pleasant Street, across from the Shell gas station, has been serving their customers meals made to order for over 30 years, using vegetables from local farms and cage-free eggs. Owner Casey Darconti opens the Breakfast Place every day from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. And for those on the go, all meals are available for takeout.
Tune in to AACS Channel 15 this week for the 2017 edition of Attleboro High School's Awards Night. AHS students raked in awards for athletic prowess, academic success, community impact, artistic talent, and more. Tune in to see if your family members, friends, or neighbors are among the award recipients. You can also watch Awards Night in HD on AACS.com, on the AACS Roku channel, or on our mobile app.
All right, we are back with you, of course, with some of the ladies from the Coastline Show Chorus. Sweet Adelines International is something that, as you said, has been around for a long time. But basically, if someone has no idea, and they you mentioned this earlier, and anybody can join in, if someone has the sense of they want to try to sing, they can come to La Salette.
Right.
But you'll talk to them at some point.
Absolutely.
When some of the newer ladies started up, you all had to, I mean, it's a family, basically. It is now, it's a full family
it
together.
It is, exactly.
When someone is just joining you for the first time, what is some of the process that some of the ladies have to go through?
Well, when they first come in the door and get greeted by our membership team, we have someone on that team that does what we call voice placing, which mm-hmm. she takes you off into a private room and just to discover what your vocal range is. Should we put you in the lead section? Some singers come in knowing they want to sing harmony, mm-hmm. and that makes that process a little simpler for them. But we find out if she's going to sing bass, is she going to sing the melody, is she going to sing the tenor part, and we kind of give that person a little bit of a not a test, but just to see where they lie. They sing mm-hmm. Happy Birthday or something very simple. And then we always encourage that person to try out that voice part for a week or two. And if they're not comfortable, to come right back and say, this part is not for me. I think I want to try dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. And we provide them with learning media for a song. They have a couple of weeks to get as much of that down as they can. We don't expect people to necessarily learn the entire song mm-hmm. right off the bat. And then they do what we call a practice audition with just the head of that voice part section in the chorus. And the person who runs the auditions, just to see how they're going, if they've made learning something incorrectly, if they're mm-hmm. struggling, if they're being really successful, whatever that is, and encourage them along and correct some things that might need correcting. And they can do that practice one more time if they feel they want to or need to. And then they do an audition live for the music team, mm-hmm. for us to get a sense of their voice and their learning ability and their style and their work ethic, mm-hmm. did they correct sure. some of the things, et cetera. And most people know themselves in the practice if this is going to work for them or not. We are very encouraging because it is a challenging art form to learn. It takes a while to get get grounded in the style, even if you've sung before and have right. any other choral background. And they do that audition, and then when that is successful, we welcome them into the chorus, and then they start the process of learning the repertoire and choreography, which we also do, and everybody's names and all mm-hmm. the things that go with joining a large group. We have, like I said, very good educational tools. So if you don't read music, it makes absolutely no difference whatsoever. Mm-hmm. We have learning media for everything that we do.
Can I add something to that? Yeah. And as part of the education process, because that's the primary focus of Sweet Adelines International, is education in the musical art form that we perform. One of the offerings that Coastline has, we had in January, and we're going to offer again this September, is a series of four vocal education workshops available to any woman without commitment to the mm-hmm. chorus or anything else, that you would come in and learn some of the basics of singing and singing in our style. And that is a free opportunity mm-hmm. for anyone that wants to do that. And then later in November, we're going to have an opportunity this year for folks to what I call sing with us for the holidays. So for folks to come and learn one or two songs and sing with us on our holiday show and because everybody likes to sing holiday music at the holiday times. Yeah. So those are two opportunities for people to try it out and to learn a little bit more.
The when you're thinking of songs, music, nowadays there's all these reality shows. You've got The Voice and all these other things. Is that helping out there for people to get out there?
It's made a huge difference. Yeah. The TV show Glee was really a kickstart for that, as well as the show that was called The Sing-Off, which actually one of the first competitors on that was successful was Sweet Adeline Quartet. And those shows have heightened now The Voice, as you say, Pentatonics, Straight No Chaser.
Right.
Those groups have really heightened the general public's awareness of the a cappella style of singing and have made it very, very appealing worldwide. Sweet Islands is and Barbershop Harmony Society are worldwide organizations. Sure. There's actually a chorus that's starting up in Samoa.
Wow.
They just had their inaugural rehearsal this past week.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it has a broad appeal base.
Yeah, Straight No Chaser, Pentatonics, who are tremendous.
Outstanding
beautiful.
Artists.
One thing that when I knew that you ladies were coming into the studio, I got an email about 2 days ago, and I wanted to share with you right now. One person said to me, would you be ever considered to be on a local show or a national show? This person said that they found out that the Gong Show was coming back. And I like, I don't think so.
No, I don't
think so. You're beyond that, that's for sure. This is a longtime woman who emailed us earlier the last couple of days, and her name is nameless right now. but she says, oh, she heard that they're bringing back the Gong Show. She says, would any of these ladies be on that? I'm thinking, first of all, they're beyond that, I said. And I says,
thank you.
You would not gong these ladies, that is for sure, because it is a talent. It really is,
and it's a lot. And it's, I mean, people have to be dedicated to the art form because it is also a lot of work. I mean, you know, the repertoire we have is probably 15 songs ish. That's a lot of, and everything is, we don't hold music, as you've observed at Cameron Park. Everything is memorized and you have to commit to that,
choreographed
as well. So it's a lot of dedicated effort on all the members' parts to get all that, and they have to really feel passionate about it to want to do that. There is a show, an a cappella show in the Boston area called Sing That Thing that has been there's been a lot of barbershop groups, men's and women's, on that have been and have won, and that's been a very successful show and it's open to any kind of a cappella choir group, whatever it is. But the Gong Show, no.
No, I didn't think so. I was going to say. Any other songs today in your repertoire?
Yeah. Here comes Wake the Neighbors.
All right.
Hey, lover boy, I'd like a word or two. Change in me, and you don't have a clue. Not a clue, boy. I'm a brand new woman, a whole new woman now. And now, so forget it. Before we're through, there's no need to beg and plead, mister, till you turn blue. Pew, pew, cause baby, you know I've had it with you. That's it, it's over. So after I'm gone, don't bother crying. After I'm gone, no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, gone. You'll miss the dearest gal that you've ever had. There'll come a time, don't forget it. There'll come a time, you'll regret it.
Someday
when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll want me only after I've gone.
Bye!
After I've gone away. Flown the coop today. So forget it.
it.
Forget it.
I've had it.
I've had it.
Baby, I'm through with you. With you. I took it from you, but you'll get it,
Buster, before.
Before we're through. There's no need to beg and plead and suffer till you turn blue, 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 'cause baby, you better forget it,
forget it.
There's no use living a lie, that's why I've had it. Forget it, I said it. Who cares if you cry? If you cry, goodbye.
That is awesome. I love that one. What was the name of that one again?
That one is called "Forget It, I've Had It."
Boy, I tell you, it's a little gambit of everything. You do a little bit of everything, as you said. It just really sounds great. I mean, as I said, if you do want to get involved, all you need to do is stop by over at La Salette on a Wednesday night, 7 o'clock.
That's right.
As you said, you have some other things that are going on this year. You've got some, especially at the Christmas time, you're going to be singing
right.
over.
And that concert at La Salette at Christmas time is a huge event. We do it in conjunction with the Narragansett Bay Men's Chorus, mm-hmm. and it's has sold out every year completely. Oh. Our tickets are $15, and they're all sold in advance because we sell out. But it's a really lovely event. There's a big variety of holiday music and some not holiday music mm-hmm. as well. There's also always a couple of men's and women's quartets that are part of that show. We do a big finale with the men's chorus, a joint number of O Holy Night, which is mm-hmm. beautiful. And it's a matinee show. It's in the afternoon, so mm-hmm. you can come in the afternoon for the show and then stay until the lights come on at 5 o'clock, because the mm-hmm. show ends at 4 o'clock. There's a 4 o'clock mass.
Right.
Show ends at 4 o'clock, and then you can stay and have a great parking spot. No traffic, no line, no waiting for the lights to come on at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it's become, this is going to be our third year, I think, doing it, and it's really a great tradition for us to have.
Yeah.
And another community-based thing that we do.
We tailgate.
Yeah, we do. We tailgate.
Definitely, you have to, that's for sure.
And it's a fundraiser for La Salette as well.
All right, we're going to start. We're going to have them for in a couple more minutes here and there. But we got Jim Corbin standing by with latest updates once again on our forecast, Jim.
Well, Dom, temperatures are holding right around 50, 51 degrees. A cold, raw day for this time of the year, more typical of early April. The rain will actually pick up in intensity later this morning and this afternoon. So far, it's been mostly just a drizzle. Again, low to mid-50s at best today. Those northeast winds quite gusty. Rain this evening and then drizzle late at night, falling back to 50. And then tomorrow, starting out cloudy, you look out tomorrow morning early and you say, oh, here we go again. But unlike today, there'll be breaking sunshine by late morning and afternoon, highs in the middle 60s. That'll be nice compared to today anyway. And then on Thursday, sun and clouds, temperatures upper 60s to near 70. A shot at rain Thursday night into Friday morning. And then the good news for the weekend, it looks warm and increasingly humid, more typical of June, 70s on Saturday, 80 or better for highs on Sunday.
So far, how does it sound over the air, Jim?
Very nice, very nice. I enjoy the music.
Yeah.
It's sounding good and nice. And even for this time of the morning, too, it kind of perks you up, gets you in a good mood.
Yeah, it really does. That really does. All right, sounds good, Jim. We'll talk to you in the morning.
Okay, Don, thanks.
All right. All right. So the Coastline Show Chorus, once again. Once again, how can people get in touch with you?
Either through our website, which is coastlineshowchorus.org, or through the chorus phone number, which is 401-437-6043. And I will be happy to talk to anybody that calls to give information, or just come to La Salette to the Welcome Center on a Wednesday night, and we'll take you through the process. There's no obligation and no pressure, and you can watch the rehearsal and find out if this is the right thing for you.
Yeah.
People are very drawn to this, and it really becomes a part of your life in a different way than maybe church choir or college choir. This becomes almost like a lifestyle, and you make so many new friends. There's so many different events to do. There's so much wonderful education to take part in that. I'm hard pressed to believe that somebody wouldn't walk in the door and want to stay.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, the one thing is, you know, when you're doing these rehearsals, you know, if the songs, you know, you may be, you're like, okay, that doesn't sound right. So you do redo it again, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And most of the time, you get it. I mean, you do have these. Sometimes, you know, you do rehearse. I mean, you do, of course, rehearse other than at La Salette. You guys do it on your own.
Yeah, well, the individual member does their homework right. at home. We do have outside things occasionally, you know, where the bass section will get together to work on something that you know that they need to work on their own, or the leads mm-hmm. or whoever that may be. And we sometimes have extra, going into a major event, we might have some extra rehearsals that are, you know, voluntary for people to come if they feel they need to rehearse a little more often. Mm-hmm. But the member themselves has really needs the dedication to work as much as they can
yeah.
on their own, so that when we come together, we can work on the entire product so that we get it from off the paper and in front of an audience mm-hmm. As quickly as we can. We also get coaching, so we have a coach that actually is in this week from California. We have one that comes in from Pennsylvania, and a coach from Dallas, Texas. So they come in and work with us on vocal skills, fine tuning of things, our listening skills, which are important in an a cappella style of singing. And for the new member, there's all lots of information. Mm-hmm. And for the not so new member like myself, there's always something new to learn, which yeah. is part of the attraction of this, is that you're always learning something new.
And for our Attleboro woman, your first name again is?
Connie.
Connie. What does it mean for you to have this event? I mean, these ladies here. Here you are from Attleboro. I'm from Attleboro. And some of these ladies here from all around the region, in the states as well. What does it mean for you, Connie, that you're seeing these ladies and you're working with them on a day-to-day basis? It must feel, you know, real warm inside.
Well, it is. It's heartwarming, and I have to commend and the ladies that come long distance.
Yeah.
One that comes down from Maine. I mean, to drive 3 hours or longer, depending on the weather, to come and rehearse with us, it's really heartwarming. It only takes me 5 minutes to get
right.
to rehearsal,
yeah.
but you know what? It doesn't matter. I mean, if I had to, I would drive the 2 hours.
Yeah.
It just means so much, and to put together the programs that we do, it's I love it.
Yeah, and especially being for the woman behind you over there from New Hampshire, from the White Mountain State.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how it's the love of what you're doing.
And what's interesting is, as I mentioned earlier, this is a worldwide organization, and I do this for my living, so I get to mm-hmm. travel as a coach around the world. And what's interesting is that we all have friends from now in Australia, in New Zealand, in the United Kingdom. I mean, people that genuinely have become good friends just because of our connections through the Sweet Adeline's organization, mm-hmm. where we've met at international. We had three women that came from Edinburgh, Scotland, a couple years ago to compete with us, and they came over like 4 or 5 times wow. to rehearse, and they have their own rehearsals in Edinburgh. We had two women that came from Australia, from Melbourne, Australia, twice in 2 separate internationals, and these people have become really good friends. When we went to this last international in Las Vegas, we partnered with a chorus that I coach in Perth, Australia, which is about as far away from here mm-hmm. as you can get.
Yeah.
And we had e-pals. We had a big party, joint party together in Las Vegas on the Saturday night. And we have remained friends. Yeah. Somebody said to me last week, I was talking to so-and-so in Perth, you know, and we Skyped and all this. And that's the unique part of our organization. Yeah. That doesn't happen in lots of other hobbies, if you will.
Right, yeah.
This becomes a big sisterhood, a big brotherhood, as you said earlier, a family.
Mm. And it's also good because you guys are on Facebook. You're
right.
on all the social media. Really does help, you know, especially with, you know, like this organization.
It does. It's really important to get the word out there. And one of the things that we hear the most often from people when they do join is, I wished I'd known about this sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And that no matter when they join, people wish they had started this years before they started
right.
it, because they become so involved. And I've watched people actually just completely change their attitude, their self-confidence. People learn skills, you know, administrative skills they didn't know
sure.
they had, because obviously with a large group, there's administrative side of things that have to happen, not just the music.
Mm-hmm.
And to watch people just blossom and grow in this organization is very, very rewarding. as someone who's been in for a long time and is an educator in this organization, I just love to see that happen to people.
Yeah, and you love to see new ladies coming down.
We always want to see those new people coming in the door, because we really and truly want to share what we do with as many people as we can, because it's a wonderful way to be in the musical world.
Right, exactly. And do you have another one for us?
Can I say something about that?
Yeah. This is a song that was brought back by the Celtic women, but who's really brought it forward to our younger generation is Ed Sheeran.
Of all the money that e'er I spent, I spent it in good company. And all the harm that e'er I done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and joy be.
I do recognize that song. A really, really beautiful song. Well, first of all, I want to thank everyone for joining us in studio here. Hopefully, I would love to have you back again. What can I say?
Anytime, any day.
Oh, my God. It really is. And as you said, all together, there's over 50 ladies.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah. And in this area, you do have a number of ladies who are, you know, that are kind of close down the line.
But yeah. We do have a lot of members from Massachusetts.
Yeah, that is amazing.
We have two members that are from Attleboro, mm-hmm. one new member from North Attleboro, gal that lives in Seekonk. So we're generally around the southeastern Bristol County area and just over the border from Rhode Island.
And lastly, once again, if people want to come and see you, and how they can get in touch with you as well.
Yeah, they'll come to La Salette Shrine Welcome Center any mm-hmm. Wednesday night from 7 to 10 o'clock. You can check out our website, coastlineshowchorus.org, or you can give the chorus a call at 401-437-6043, and we'll be happy to talk to you.
All right. Open mics for you guys here anytime, that's for
sure. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
So beautiful, beautiful sound, and continued success, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Right, we're going to wrap things up in just a couple of moments. Paul Healy coming your way in just a few moments as well, but we'll be back in just a second or two.
On June 19th at 6:30 p.m., the Attleboro Public Library will host People to People in Cuba. The event will feature two recent travelers to Cuba sharing photos and conversations with Cubans about their country and transition. The audience will hear about music, history, the revolution, art, salsa, cars, everyday living, and more. For more information and to register for the event, visit the library's website, attleborolibrary.org, and look for the event calendar. Does your back hurt after a long night's sleep? Has your mattress seen better days? Is your current bedroom furniture a mixture of different furniture sets? The Bedding Center, located on Pleasant Street and proud sponsor of this radio station and high school sports, offers a wide array of mattresses along with beds, bedroom furniture, and odd-sized mattresses and box springs. You can reach them online at bedding-center.com or by phone at 508-226-8090.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Learn more at feedingamerica.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, I want to thank the ladies from the Coastline Show Chorus in studio with us this morning. That is going to wrap things up for yours truly here on 1320. Hopefully down the line they will come back in before the holiday season, and that is for sure. So it sounds great, the Coastline Show Chorus. Paul's coming your way in just a few moments, ladies and gentlemen. Have yourself a terrific day. We'll catch you back on Wednesday.